This week, NPR's Laura Sullivan has been reporting on the high rate of sexual assaults on Native American lands. The reporting was full of complicated legal issues, but she found it became clearer in the most unusual of places. Here's her reporter's notebook.
I was several weeks into a story about rapes on Indian land in Oklahoma. I had read so many documents and spoken to enough lawyers and experts to make your head spin. And still, all I could say definitively was that tribal law and tribal geography are complicated issues. Jason O'Neill, chief of the Chickasaw's Police Department, was trying to break it down as we drove around Ada, Oklahoma in his police car.
We have trust properties, which are property owned by the United States government held for the tribe. You then have restricted allotments, which are properties owned by Indian people.
I gave him a look. This wasn't helping. O'Neill smiled and suddenly pulled his SUV into the parking lot of a local gas station. He got out, walked over to the ice machine, and pointed to a hill across the street. He starts telling the story about a drunk man who climbed up there a year ago and started shooting at the gas pumps.
Hit several gas pumps, hit the gaming center on this side. One you can see hit the ice machine here, which there's still a hole in.
Crazy story. But I still didn't understand the point of this detour until O'Neill explained what happened next.
Our tribal police were here. We had the county sheriff's department. We had the state police had came in to help. We had the city police, and we also called in a special investigator from a few counties over with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So we had five agencies at this call.
This story had nothing to do with rape, but it explained everything. The gas station, O'Neill said, is tribal land, but the highway that runs next to it belongs to the state. And across the street is the entrance to town, and the building next door, that's county.
All within 100 yards of where we're standing.
If they couldn't figure out whose problem the shooting was, how could they possibly investigate complicated rape cases involving non-Native men crossing multiple boundaries?
In many of our cases, we do have problems.
Especially, O'Neill says, when each territory has its own laws and its own law enforcement.
Most of your law-abiding citizens don't care that this is a different jurisdiction, don't care who works the crime. The criminal population knows what the jurisdictional problems are, and they know that this is a target area.
As we stood outside the mini mart, I finally understood the phrase, Oklahoma is a patchwork quilt. It works out great for the criminals, but not so much for the victims.
NPR's Laura Sullivan.